All right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. This is Tech Eagle. Of course, my name is Franz. And this is a show where we talk the ins and outs of technology. And today I am a little bit, you know, in trouble. Today I'm a little bit in trouble because of somebody that has joined me. You know, she looks very serious. She looks very serious. And I'm going to introduce her to you, and we are going to talk about, you know, the AMA 2000s versus the use of technology, or, you know, AMA 2000 adults. You know, the people who are born in the 80s versus AMA 2000 as far as the use of technology is concerned. Who are the people that are really, you know, making use of it and why? And so our discussion will be, you know, we'll center upon, you know, that, and we find out the power that the AMA 2000, if they really have power as far as using this technology is concerned, whether they are using it to their benefit or not. Of course, I'm joined by my colleague here. She's a colleague of me at the other office of marketing. Her name is Nahenda Mateus. Yeah. Yes, Nahenda.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm excited to have this conversation. It's long overdue.
Yeah, let me ask you to move a little bit near your mic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you are excited.
Yeah. Oh, not excited.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I would like to have the conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, we are, some of us are the generations of, the pre-independence generation.
Yeah.
that we, you know, some of us were born before electricity. At least in my village, there was no electricity when I was born. So I cannot say that because there was electricity at your village.
Yeah.
I was born in the 80s, BE. BE means before electricity.
But surely there was those machines that people use for...
We don't even use to know a sound of a generator. That's how remote the village was.
Clearly you guys were far out. You were living in the wilds.
Of course, for me, if you hear the sound, is a sound of a bird. And a sound of an elephant or a hyena.
That's
a sound of a buffalo or a sound of a hippo.
Exactly, that's where the fault was.
Yeah, so that's the only sound. If you hear any sound of a car, you know, when a car comes in the village, even adults will come and watch.
But, there is. Let's not lie. There are villages like that. So we give it to you.
Even adults will stand up and watch.
Yeah.
You know, because it's something strange, you know, it's something unusual.
It's actually, people are in awe when there's a car passing in the whole village. They're like, who is that one? They know exactly how many cars are in the village, who owns a car.
Our village only had one car, my friend. If you hear any car, maybe it's white because we were near the base.
Yeah.
Right, the base, the South African base. That was near, helicopters. They used to make us cry a lot when they move helicopters and these war trucks or whatever they call them.
Yeah, you guys have come a long way. Shame.
Yeah, they used to make us cry as children.
You have come a long way. So, it is safe to say.
Yeah, but now looking at you, I think you are not also an AMA 2000.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah,
but almost. I'm three.
You were born in almost near the 10 of the 2000.
Yeah, I'm what you call a Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm what you call a Gen Z because there's you guys, and then there's the Gen Zs, and then there's the AMA 2000s.
Hey. Okay, now let's look at, you know, you see this technology.
Yeah.
Is very good. Some of us are using it, you know, but I don't know why the Amath 2000 want to think that this technology is theirs.
Because it's theirs.
How?
Listen, you guys could only do so much with the little information that you were given about technology. But when the Amath 2000s came about, and I'm talking about, when I say Amath 2000, we're talking about 2001
yeah. Somebody was born in 2007 is 15 years.
Yeah. In 15 years, you are very much, you know what you're talking about, you know who you are.
I mean, you know what to do when it comes to a car. I mean, you know at least what to do.
Yeah. So you guys were given the little knowledge on technology coming from wherever it's coming from, whether it's America or the Western world, basically. And it lay flat. But the Amath 2000s, they came and then they saw that there's opportunity to bring these things from the Western world to Africa.
Mm.
So that's why I'm saying they own it. They own it. They have owned it. You know, when you say own, you can get something and can be yours, but it's just there. It lays dominant there. But when you use it, that's when you own it. It plays for you, not against you. So Amath 2000's own technology.
But the fact that they use it, does it mean they own it?
Yes.
Because I think there's a difference here between owning and using it.
But it's something that you guys born in the 80s could not do.
Okay.
Literally, let's talk about music. Music in Africa only got, people were listening to music in Africa, but it wasn't as popularized as it is now. You know, people were listening, but they didn't know how the music came about, why it came about. No, not a lot. We didn't have a lot of producers in Africa between the 80s to, I think, 99. We don't have a lot of producers right now. There are 15-year-olds that are producing music, producing beats. They are literally, they are owning the technology that they are given. They are learning how to do it. They are putting out videos on YouTube and that's how they are multiplying the information from one child to the next.
But what do you think the people, our generation lacks as far as, you know, the use of technology is concerned? Is it information? Is it enthusiasm? Is it the drive? Or what is really that my generation lacks?
I think...
Well, don't forget, is my generation is even better. Wonder's generation.
Questionable. Mm-mm.
My generation is even better. Wonder's generation.
So now you guys are putting it on to the 60s now. So your generation is better. You guys at least know where you are coming from. I think what your generation lacks, maybe you guys are just too busy doing other things other than creating a lane for yourselves. Because we, the Gen Z, which is my generation, between, I think, is it 89 to 99, I think we are part of the, almost, we kind of play a big role with the Amath 2000s to actually learn about things and make them useful here in our countries where we come from. So I think what you guys are lacking, you guys are just busy with other things, man. You don't see the use of technology. Like, let's speak social media. Like a lot of people, I like to call them old people because you guys are old. A lot of old people still are not interested in social media and the value that social media has.
Mm. I would think that maybe let's remove the 89, because the 89 is our generation.
How old is the person that's born in 89?
That person is 34. No. Let me see. I'm not good at mathematics. Yeah. And numbers.
Yeah. I'm not sure how old they are, but they are not too far off. They are not too far off. That's why I say they're we can call them.
They are 30. It's 33 years.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, we classify your Gen Z to 99, from 99 to
2009. Now you're just giving titles. You're giving titles away. No. I think the 89 deserve. They are not too old. They are not old people. They are not like from 89 downwards. Yeah. You guys just don't. You don't participate.
So number one, it's lack of participation.
Yes, you don't participate. Okay. Okay, so you sort of just you see when African parents tell their kids to go study to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be a what, like. Technology, computer science, and all this, and social media, all these things are not included in that advice. So that's why we are saying, you guys kind of just, you look at it and you're like, nah, it doesn't bring in the money it needs to. But honestly, technology will be there. In the next 5 to 10 years, everything will have to need some type of technological, advancement that for it to go on. So we need to, it's about time, man. It's about time we let the AMA 2000s teach us. You know, sometimes you must accept lessons from your child. Sometimes your child knows better. Not all the time, but sometimes your child knows better.
But look, the issue of technology, you guys have taken it, but it is messing you up. You know,
how is it messing us up?
It seems that it's ruling you now. You don't have control over it.
No.
It has control over you. And most of you are addicted to it. You can't live without it. Well, as you know, when my phone is off, I can live without a phone. I can still do, stuff without phone, without relying on. But some of you can't even go to the village. Where there is no electricity, if you see light is coming from fire, or maybe some lightning flashes there.
Yeah.
So you would not stay in long. You know, you want to create, no, we are going to have a Zoom meeting where Wendy, sometimes you are even frustrated, you are moody because, you know, you are far from the grid. You are not connected. So you are moody. Your parent is, your parents are trying to talk to you the way you answer, you know.
Yeah.
You answer on a low volume. You have a long face. What has happened? I mean, we decided we are coming to the farm, but this guy is just not into the thing. You know, he's beating the gods. He's kicking. The way he's dealing with the gods, he's even trying to kung fu the small kittens.
Yeah, taking teenagers to the north is to the village is. It's a mission.
Until he finds one rude god that he will also say, hey, look, I can also take you down, young man.
No, the thing is, there is nothing, I think I would like to believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, there is nothing on this face of the earth that has only good, you know? There are always side effects. Even medicine has side effects, but it's meant to heal you. So definitely, there must be some side effects to the effective use of technology. And yes, sometimes I would like to say the kids don't have authenticity anymore. They don't have an African, what an African flair to them anymore. It's all Western.
Yeah, but how do you get that African flair if it is not in the technology that you guys are using? You know, it is, you guys are using something that is more Western.
Yeah.
Your technology, your applications, everything is Western. So how do you get that African flair? Will it even work?
No, no, no. it will. It will. It's just a matter of balancing the situations, you know? Because at the end of the day, as much as a child can have their phone, their laptop, and whatever they use, social media, whatever they use in terms of technology, there's also a balance of where they are from and who they are, and who they are at home. You know, when you have conversations with your parents, it's up to the parents, honestly, to teach their kids where they are from and who they are. And because at the end of the day, technology, it has taken over people's lives. People literally live on the internet, but at some point the phone gets low. So those are the opportunities you get to speak to your kids, you know, about who they are and where they are from. So that their character is built. And yes, I think that's the only problem that I would agree with you that at some instance it's ruining us, but it's not ruining us fully.
Okay, you guys are making noodles in your microwave now. We used to only drink, what is it, Oshikondo, and that's it. But you guys now, you know, just a matter of two minutes, you're already eating something that seems to have been cooked.
Look,
in a pot.
Technology is about convenience, you know. It's making things better, making things work easier, you know. So at the end of the day, if things are working, I think we are on a good trail. We're on a good train. We are focusing ahead. And in the next 5 to 10 years, I'm telling you, 15-year-olds right now are interested in cryptocurrency, for example. They are interested in learning how it works. They are interested in buying, they are interested in buying those things, you know, to make money. So you're going to have a successful child by what? 22, 23? Your child has millions already. So it's a good thing. There'll always be bad things, but in its entirety, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrency, if you talk about cryptocurrency, you know, somebody like me,
yeah,
my generation, what is that?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. I think that should be.
No, but wait. It's actually my generation that has created this thing.
Created, yes, but have you marketed it and advertised it and, you know, put it on the pedestal that this is the benchmark? Like, participate. You created it and put it on the table and it has laid flat there.
No, but we taught you how to run with it. You know, it's us that created the thing and taught you guys how to run it. The only problem, the only difference is that the energy at which you guys are running it, you know, the pace is faster than we thought.
Yes. So that's the thing. You guys created something. You learned how to work it, but not fully, because cryptocurrency boomed when? In 2020, the time of COVID, when people were all at home, that's when it got boomed. There was Bitcoin. People were buying. Back then, Bitcoin was what? $30. But now Bitcoin is up to what? 500,000. One Bitcoin is 500,000.
Yeah. It kind of dropped last year though, but it picked up. I think it dropped also around February there, because of the Ukraine-Russia issue.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it now picking up.
Yeah. So really all these things boomed when the kids brought it to the forefront. Honestly, if we are being honest. But parents and old people, again, I say from 89 downwards, you guys are always trying to fight the facts. That's the problem.
Fight the facts how?
The facts that technology is owned by the AMA 2000s. Like, forget Gen Z, forget us. We are working there. We are supporting them. You know, everything needs support. We are supporting them, but they are spearheading it, man.
Yeah. No, look, I will agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I will also disagree with you, you know, when you are saying that we are not, you know, we are not accepting that fact.
Yeah.
No, it's not about accepting. We are having our own, we are trying to establish, you know, to help you guys, because without us, you guys, this technology of yours will take toll on you. So we are the anchors, and we are anchoring you to create some ethics and morals on how,
yeah,
you know, you can use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you can use it. You guys don't have that. So you know how to use it.
That's the problem. You guys want to own, you want to say, yeah, we made you. We made the things. So we made you. But you guys made things and they lay dormant. Nothing was happening to them. We came, picked it up, and made something useful out of them.
But how do you pick it up?
Exactly what we did. I just gave you the example of cryptocurrency.
No, I mean, where is that how coming from? Because that's what I'm saying. Mm. We taught you how to do this thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. So we were watching, old men on YouTube about ways of how to do things.
You followed us.
Oh, wow.
You followed us. You know, we taught you how to use this thing, but
I'll beg to differ
from
honestly.
A moral point of view, not from you know, you navigated your way through.
Yes.
We understand that.
Yes.
But we gave you foundation, you know, on which you stand. We laid the foundation, and you guys are now destroying the foundation. You want to be bottomless. You want the sky to be the limit, but you don't know what is in the sky. And that is what we are concerned about. That if we let you guys fly,
yeah,
without knowing where you are going,
yeah,
you might
crash.
You might be pulled by some force of gravity, you know, that may hit you down on a very, you know, hard floor.
My thing is, life always works itself out. You know, you guys can be all concerned. That's like saying, oh no, money have been around, but we taught you how to use money, how to save money, how to do, but it has always worked. You know, life always works itself out. Mm. Even if we end up hitting ourselves on the hard floor, we will get up.
No, but sometimes it depends on what hit on the floor. Because if you hit your head on the floor, yeah, getting up will be challenging.
That is what we
are concerned about.
Why are you making it sound like we don't have morals? We have morals. We still have morals. We are still, the kids that I'm talking about are literally live in their houses with their parents. And honestly, if you are a parent, you know that your kids still have respect for you. They still look at you as an adult. But the only thing that I will then agree with you is that once, if I'm a child and I start making more money than my father, like, you cannot tell me a lot of things anymore now. I think that's the only problem that there will be.
That is a moral I'm talking about. You know, and I'm saying we are afraid that should we let you guys fly on yourself, you will fly against yourself.
Yes, let the kids have the phones. Let the kids have the laptops. Let them be busy.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're all going to get through it. We are making our parents millionaires. Because now we are working, and then we are building them houses, you know. I know a lot of youth in Namibia still are getting onto the technology, the issue of technology. But if you look at other countries like South Africa is really like a great, the kids are getting to working with what they have.
Yeah.
There's YouTubers in South Africa. You know what a YouTuber is?
Mm.
A YouTuber is somebody that has opened up a YouTube channel and they literally vlog their life. What they are doing. If they go to school, they vlog that. If what their mother has cooked to eat, they vlog that. They are pranking each other, you know? And they are making big money off of those things. So, and these kids are getting real money. They're helping their parents out at home. So trust the kids. Hey. Trust the kids.
Yeah. The issue of trust will depend on who you are as a kid, I think, when it comes to the use of technology.
But it's up to the parent for the child to know themselves so they can be, they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to the parents. So at the end of the day, if the child is allowed to have a phone, set a time limit on what time the child is allowed to have a phone. Because at the end of the day, the kids have phones and they play games on these phones. And the more they play games, they know how to use the games. And advertising games would be made easier for the people that create the games, because then they're like, you guys are participating in what we are creating, you know? These kids have online profiles.
Okay, you will come and say, you will come and explain.
Yeah.
What vlogging is, because you are speaking Chinese now to us, to our generation. We don't understand what vlogging is.
Really?
So you will come and explain that after a short commercial break that we are about to take now.
Okay.
Right. So we are going for a short break.
Vasco Sartuto Zepahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Ringorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzwi, Martuto Zepahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu batakuzi baritabaka wafera kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwafisi zerifu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzule Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
Te Luyuni Walela Pe. Lela Pe Onkaro Ompu, Wama Futiro no Kusisa, Ngoka Haguningwa Pam Karo Gongondi, Hokatavuru Okutuminako Omatumarakawe Agehe, Nangoka Gopai Pindi, Notaga Dana no Kutra Mumbepo, Esimbo Ojotu Njoka. Otovuru Okuningashike Kolela Pe. Otovuru Okutura Omatumarakawe Mumbepo. Tarongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM, nenge ka imba, nenge hoka ka lela pe, nenge utremo shifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagwe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi, omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kago mahiyo, omatumara kago maharero ya mbeko gomagaro, no matumara kago kwa rukehe, nguka wahara uzeithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia, okuza warapo dorandatu ni siringa itano metumara kakehe. Lela pei oharongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko lela pei ko Play Store, nenge ko App Store, eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntawe oshari, eto turamo omaothemba goe. Indako kanjato koe kimariwa, eto turako oshimariwa, to uzitha shoka topurwa uuzithe. Shampa wa mana okuturamo omaothemba goe, hogora kucha wahara okurungitha ehangano, nenge o vendaini. O Eagle FM, nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe, eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send, utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe, otari turua ko Eagle FM, imba, lela pei, nenge ko The Villager. Ouna ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguba kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono rakheta tuimwe mbari nora ndatongoi hamano ndatu ndatu. Nenge kono rakheta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela pe yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store noko Google Play Store.
All right, 27 minutes to 12. This is the time now, and I am with a the Jay Z here, or the Gen Z. I don't know even how to pronounce it.
Gen Z. Yeah.
Who has really come to challenge me?
It's not a challenge. We are all educating each other.
I hope you guys are, when you are listening to your radio, you are laughing at me. I say, yeah. Yeah. So what is this thing that you are talking about, vlogging? What does it mean?
Vlogging.
Yeah, what does it mean?
So I think then, if you know, do you know YouTube?
Yeah.
YouTube is a social media platform.
At least I log in there to watch Al Jazeera documentaries.
Yes. Yeah. YouTube is a social media platform just like Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all those. Yeah. Now YouTube is a platform where you can create a channel and you sort of can create your own content on YouTube. Content it can be you teaching people how to do things. You know, when we go on YouTube and then we type in how to do what, or we go on YouTube to listen to a song, you know, all these things. Now, YouTube can also be used as a lifestyle platform where people, young kids or not even kids, youth, you know, they create a channel and then they buy a camera and they start vlogging their lives. Basically putting a camera to their face and saying, hi guys, this is me. I'm doing this. I'm going to Grove Mall today with my parents. And the kids are filming themselves. Go to the mall. Then when they come back home at the end of the day, they come and they edit and put these videos together and it becomes one wholesome video that actually when you watch it, you're like, you can relate. You know, the point with YouTube is to relate. It's for you, it's for entertainment sake. It's like television, but you can control it. It's put in your hands. You can stop the video. Because you know, when you watch TV, you stop the video. You cannot stop the movie. You cannot, you know, you cannot do things. You cannot get up and go get water. But now YouTube is literally put for you to press whatever you want to watch. Stop whenever you want to stop. You know, it's put in a nice package for convenience and ease. That's what technology is, convenience and ease. So that's basically what vlogging is. It's a lifestyle. It's filming your life and what you are doing and teaching people at the same time things that you are good at. You know, and these things last on the internet for a very long time. So There are people that are like 30 now that started vlogging when they were like 16, and they can go back to these videos and watch their whole life over in one setting, you know?
Hmm. Okay. These are your own games, your Gen Z's.
I'm
at 2000s.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, we are talking about, you know, how AMA 2000s are using technology better than, you know, us. Now, if you guys want to be part of the conversation, maybe you are a young person, you want to talk to your fellow Gen Z.
But we also want to talk to the parents, because what do they have to say towards letting their kids use the internet to their own disposal?
Yes, because the parents are afraid there are other contents that, you know, are harmful. And people don't need to cheat to watch. You guys watch everything.
At the end of the day, everything's accessible. You can try and protect your child all you want, but everything's accessible. So eventually they're going to get there.
To the point that you went to watch explicit stuff.
Look, you know, among friendships, eventually your child will see these things, because they are just those kids that are raised the way they are raised at their houses and they already are ahead of time. So if your child has the friends that they have, eventually they are going to get introduced to these things. So you might as well let it go. Honestly, protecting your child you will stress yourself.
Yes, now, does it mean we have a lot of work to do then?
There's no work. Yes, no, we will be fine. I think the moral of this whole conversation is, yes, technology has negative side effects, but we will be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, of course, if you want to be part of the conversation, the number in studio is 083-288-401. there is a Gen Z here that is challenging. I don't know how we are called. Some of us were born that side.
Just old.
They called us old school. They call us old school. So, I'm in studio now with a Gen Z. You know, the people who really understand what technology is. We talk about it, but most of us who are old don't even understand it. You know, we are demonizing it while these guys are angelizing it. You know, they are making it look...
It is not a demon.
They are making it look like it is something that fell from Jupiter. And we are concerned as, you know, old school people that maybe these children are going to harm themselves with these phones, with this network, with this, you know, TikToks. You guys insult yourself, each other there, and you meet in the street, you fight because it is coming from a Facebook page. Huh?
Yeah, it's a part of it. That's why I said it's not, there is negatives to it, but it's not every day you find somebody fighting over.
Okay, there is a call on the line.
Okay.
Yes. How are you?
Yes, sir. How are you, sir?
Good.
Yes. Are
you also a Gen Z here?
No, I'm in between.
Please don't do that to me.
I'm on your side, though. I'm on your side. Because why I say so is because, you know, when you look at Africa don't have any platforms for social media. They didn't create anything, and we are just using a foreign platforms that we don't even know where all the information is being stored from. So that's a problematic already. So I'm on your side.
Okay.
Yes. So we should really, really, when our sister is saying that we should not worry or we should not take it that serious, we should, you know, because imagine I know someone who has permission on the children's phone. So whenever the child must download anything, it first sends a request to the parent's phone to see what the person is downloading, what the kids are downloading, and then the parent can give acceptance or not. But I do understand our sister saying that, like when the child is with friends, he or she is exposed to the friend's phone and all that thing. So, but what I'm saying is you just have to give that extra caution, attention also. Give your side as a parent and not just let the child roam for as he or she pleases on the social media.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. She will answer you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting with the fact that I'm not telling you how to raise your child at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like how the gentleman said.
Mm.
He said there's he knows of a parent who has restrictions. YouTube also has that. Where you have an option to turn the YouTube, what your child sees on the log for children. Literally, there's a button where you press and you say for children, and it's only children related content. I'm not fighting how to parent your child. You can do that. But what I'm telling you is you can only do it for so long until the child is what, 19? At 20? Man, you will be fighting. You two will be fighting.
No, at 18, actually. Because this child thinks that, look, I'm adult enough to choose to understand what I'm doing.
Yeah, so I'm not fighting with how parents should raise their... Honestly, when you give birth, you decide how you want to raise your child, what environment you want to raise them in. But when there are kids that have already been exposed to these things, like, for example, TikTok.
Yeah.
There are 15-year-olds that are on TikTok already. Or not even 15, let's say 13, you know?
Even 12, 8, 7.
You know, the kids are on TikTok already. So, and when they are on TikTok, and unfortunately, TikTok doesn't have the button of, oh no, let what you are saying be under some age limit. You, once you swipe up, you are only swiping up. Whatever comes on, you are watching. And if the child has your phone as a parent, whether they are 12, whether they are 8, when they are swiping, anything that comes up, they're going to watch. So at the end of the day, you don't have control over what they're going to watch, because they use your, we all know parents. We all know you guys give your kids the phones and then you're like, okay, get out of my way. Take the phone. And that's how the kids are learning on a daily. That's how the kids are learning. So that's why I say at the end of the day, you can only control so much. It's either how you give your child the phone and then you say, go sit over there while I do my work, or the friends they have at school. It's two things.
All right. So if you also, if you want, like I said, if you want to be part of the conversation, the lines are open. 083-288-401. Where are the young people? Where are the AMA 2000s? Are you guys
excited? Yeah. Do you guys agree with me?
Yeah. Because you also need to come and, you know, support her, you know.
Yeah.
Where are the Gen Zs? And where are the AMA 2000s? Of course, that one was in between. There is between us. You know, old people. We are getting old.
I feel like you shouldn't be in between, though. You are either it or not.
Uh-huh. Okay, maybe speaking on the condition of anonymity. As far as as far as a generation is concerned, he doesn't want to identify himself as a Gen Z or as an old school person, because then it will be obvious. As far as his argument. But at the same time, if he's introducing himself as a Gen Z, then you will also, you know, question why is he not in agreement with you?
Yes, of course.
But that doesn't mean that every AMA 2000 is technologically sound.
Oh, definitely. There are parents that have made sure that their kids stay away from Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. All they do is read the books. They buy lots of storybooks, sit in the corner, watch cartoons, and, you know, their parents that are dedicated like that. We need to give them credit also.
Is it conservatism or is it colonialism? How do you call it, as a Gen Z or as an AMA 2000? Because you and AMA 2000, there's not really much of a difference.
Yeah.
So how will you look at that?
It's not colonial.
If I subject my child to storybooks, I mean, physical books, paging. Well, there are books on internet when the person can read e-books.
No, it's a way of parenting. And I say this again, we're not going to judge your way of parenting. That's on you. That's how you want to parent your child. You don't want your child to know all of all these things, because these things also have side effects. As I say, there are negative effects that come with it, because the kids are getting bullied on the internet, you know. Their self-esteem are low. So parents do have a reason for doing the things that they're doing, in terms of like not exposing their kids to phones at the age of 8 and all these things. But they're also just those parents that are like, you know what? Let's move with the times.
All right. We are going for a short commercial break again. For a short break. And then we come back and blow it up for the last time, because our time is also getting, we are now left with only less than, you know, 14 minutes before our show comes to an end. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. But beyond the commercial break, if you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-401. Don't go and talk behind the corner there when you have a chance to talk.
Hello Namibia. Indira pa manate muyuni walela pe. Lela pe onkaro ompu wa mafutiro no kusisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokata vuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka go paipindi no taga dana no kutuwa mbepo esimbo ojo tu njoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lela pe. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mbepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba nenge hoka ka lela pei nenge uture moshifo sho The Villager ni kwao ya wedhapo. Otovuru okuninga omafutiro goe. Otovuru ishe okuturako omatumara kagwe ginima ya yoroka. Ngashi omatumara kagoru kozi, omatumara kagoma fio, omatumara kagoma harero ya mbeku goma varo, no matumara kagwa kwarukehe ngoka wahara uteithire oshiwana ashikesho monamibia okuza owarapo doranda tu ni siringa itano metumara kehe. Lela Pay o harongo ngini. Konga oka epa ko Lela Pay ko Play Store nenge ko App Store eto katura kakarekeri mongo dioe. Paturura o akauntae o shari eto turamo o mausemba goe. Inda ko kanjato ko eki mariwa eto turako o shimariwa to udhitha shoka topurwa uudhithe. Shampa wa mana oku turamo o mausemba goe, hogora kucha o hara okurungitha ehangano nenge o vendaini o Eagle FM nenge o The Villager. Ronge kitha etumaraka joe eto sindimpoka kwa shangwa send utume. Shamba watumu etumaraka joe kotari turwa ko Eagle FM imba Lela Pay nenge ko The Villager. Ona ishwe ompito yokuturako irongwa moyoe yokomake. Tumina inimawe ko digital etomalaite.com notai urikwa menderero. Opo ukare waguza kukara ndithi, tudengera nena kono raheta tuimwe mbari nora ndatu ngoi hamano ndatu ndatu nenge kono raheta tuimwe ndatu mbari hetatu 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 ne no nora yeriari. Lela Pay yimo nena nena tai adhika ko App Store no ko Google Play Store.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Okay, now, the Gen Zs in the AMA 2000, can you agree that technology is addictive?
Yes, definitely. It's addictive. It gets addictive the moment, because you almost can't stop, honestly. If you start a social media page, or if you buy into a cryptocurrency, or if you are interested in creating an app, you want to create 5 more apps. Yeah, it is. Okay, but is everything not addictive? Everything can get addictive, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, the old school people are addicted to homebrews. You know? Yeah, that's the only thing that can take them down, homebrews. But now, you guys are addicted to something very strange that even us, we don't know how to help you. Because this, if you guys don't come down to the high speed on which you are, as far as the use of this technology is, you guys are going to be the most frustrated generation.
Frustrated in terms of what?
You know, if you post something on Facebook and you see your friend posting something on Facebook and it has, you know, 500 shares, 40 likes,
yeah,
you know, of 1,000 views, and you post something and for an hour you come and check, only 10 likes,
yeah,
2 shares, you know, 3 view, 2 comments. You're like, what? Because you think you don't deserve, you know, to have 10 shares, to have 10 likes and 2 comments. You think you deserve better than this guy that has 1,000, you know, 1,000 views and 600 comments.
Yeah, honestly, it happens. It so happens that you create a life on social media that you want to be always liked, you know. Some people like to be liked. Like, if I post a picture, in 1 second, there must be like 5 likes. Then I'm satisfied. It happens, you know. But that only happens when you are not, when you rely on social media to define whether you are likable or not. If you know yourself, you know you are a good person, you know people in your lives switch off the phone. You know, people in your lives like you. They love you, in fact, and they appreciate you and they appreciate your presence. Then getting 5 likes shouldn't matter. It should be like, it is what it is. So it's really up to the community then that we live in to build our, to build ourselves to be likable to the people that you want them to like you, basically.
Can you also admit that you guys, most of you don't know who you are, and that's why most of you are likely to suffer from what I call an identity deficit?
Yes, yeah. That's a conversation. Yes, we are losing, guys. Now speaking to the AMA 2000 and Gen Z, guys, we are losing ourselves. We are in identity crisis. we kind of have two profiles, the profile on social media and the internet and the profile that we have at home. I think we need to create a balance so they can merge. I think, yeah, that's where the problem is, you know, because once you put your whole life as this person that you are on Instagram, on Facebook, and then you don't get the attention from the house when you switch off your phone, then there's a problem.
And that's why I'm saying, you know, that's why I'm saying you guys need us. In as much as this technology of yours is important, you still need us to help you because we are your anchors.
When you say anchor, you are taking it too far. Everybody, the thing is, at the end of the day, I cannot argue the facts. We all need each other in this world. We all need to move as a collective. But you saying you guys are the anchor. How we can do this life thing? Like if the Gen Z's and the AMA 2000 come together, I think we can succeed into even governing a country.
Are you sure?
Not sure, but positive. It can happen.
You know, that's why we are saying we are your anchors, because
I think we can do life without you guys.
You still need our help because we are your foundation.
Do you know what we need to do? We need you guys for love and affection, just so you can guarantee that my mother loves me, my father loves me more than anybody. You know, just when you go out to the world, at least you know one person loves you. So we are going to put you guys in what are they called? The homes, the old people homes. So we can come visit you and then you govern the country and we sort of make life for ourselves. I think it would be smoother because now, Haibo.
Putting us in the old age homes is a solution because we will give you problem when we are in our homes.
Yes. Have you ever lived under a parent's roof? Oof. So much restrictions. Don't do that.
Those restrictions are meant to help you guys govern yourself better, because the reason why we are in order is because we are also governed by anchors. We also have anchors. You know, when this generation and going down, they are our anchors. And we are your anchors. So everybody is anchored by, and you are going to anchor the AMA 2010s.
Yeah, we are becoming adults now. I think that's a realization I saw on Twitter the other day that, hi guys, I think it's about time we step up now because we are becoming adults now. Our friends are getting married, they're having kids. So we are becoming adults now. It's about time we step up. Yeah, but you are not our anchor.
Not, I mean, 20 years to come, you guys are going to be out because.
What do you mean out?
No, the people that are born in the 2010.
Yeah.
They are the ones that are going to take over this thing, and you guys, you are going to be, because the technology then will outsmart you, and it is them that are going to understand it. Just like you guys think now that this technology is you that understand it and we don't.
Yes, you're right. But it's going to be to a certain extent, because now we have knowledge of what happened in these years. And now we can be able to kind of propel and advise on what's to come. You guys did so little. We literally had to take everything and learn about everything. Your advice is close to nothing.
Because we were not exposed to it. You know, we were exposed to radios and television came. Not many of us were exposed to it. Telephone came. Not all of us had it. Cell phones came. Not all of us understand it.
So, yeah, you guys were the problem.
We were not advanced. I mean, informed. I'm not informed, but exposed as you are, guys. But still, we have that moral and ethical, you know, capacity to help you guys organize yourself then in your use of technology. That look, you don't overuse this thing, it will destroy you. Because it's a strange thing.
If we are talking overuse, then I think you guys have also overused other things. You know?
That will be a conversation.
Yeah.
Of the next, that will be a conversation of another day.
Yeah.
But
being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
You know,
Medusarem gravestones. Eriangano enangondongondo, monami biaiche konono, noarila ni famamanya o maluji ayoroka, o kembila dona kusavetu, o mamanya oitafula yome kombifa, oshe o mamanya o mishangelo, doma patulo engecheva detu, emberwa davata diagika morukonda, o kanjengedi, o rundu, o venduka, oshe o mamaruru, o vena o fandifa yatamekanale, noto ifi oke kurulo, la jula yom doma zavari, nominongombari nambari, o yerere wawe dapo, dengera medusal maemene, konora etatu imwe imwe, bari etatu, nola imwe, etatu no imwe, nenga utume o emaila ko mgorukonda03@gmail.com. Medusarem gravestones, the service you never regret.
Yeah, Nahenda, our time is out. Try to kick us out here.
Yeah.
But at least what we have learned today is that you, the Gen Zs, and the AMA 2000s are apparently the one at the forefront of this technology, while Dwight and myself, who are the old people, the old generation of the 80s, we are following and we are choosy as what we want to do with this thing.
I see Franz is trying to throw me into a boat somewhere with him again.
He's sinking. No, the thing is, at the end of the day, we own technology. Which is something you guys couldn't.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. Dwight.
Friends.
How's it?
I'm okay, and you?
Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we're not actually forgotten, friends. I mean, you shouldn't undersell us like that. You know, you've got to reinforce our position. You know?
Yeah.
These AMA 2000s and,
you know,
they are still learning. They're making a lot of noise, but still learning.
Yeah, it's their noise is really good, but the fact is that they are still learning. I mean,
but if it's loud enough, to do what? To make the necessary changes that we need to make. Yeah. So, give us a round of applause. That's all we ask.
For the noise.
Yes.
You know that's pollution, eh?
That's noise pollution. We are going to open a case with the municipality.
Exactly. Noise pollution. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So that is just noise pollution.
We'll show you when the money starts coming in and we are buying new houses instead of you guys taking care of us. We'll show you guys.
So you only want to buy a name, man, friends? I told you.
No, it's through cryptocurrency, apparently. They are the one taking it up.
Yes. Yeah.
Look, that is one good notion in terms of diversifying an economy, but there's been a lot of, if I can put it like threats before we end, France, just as a lasting thought, the thing with the cryptocurrencies, for one other reason, it's not yet a sure bet. And I think it's what a lot of people are seeing.
Yeah, it's not really matured yet. Something that
in your world, here in Namibia and Africa, it's not assured it's not.
No, no. In Africa, let's say in Nigeria, the expansion for crypto,
yeah.
Nigeria, Kenya,
yeah.
is far bigger huge. Than South Africa.
Yeah, huge.
But the concern is that what happened in Central African Republic when they adopted crypto mm-hmm. for as like money,
mm-hmm.
like we have the NAM dollar for yeah. everything.
Yeah.
Now they've adopted it in that sense.
Yeah. But
in Kenya, Nigeria, it's just as it's, you know, the ability to make money from it. It is still kept in those two sort of like spheres. However, the concern for like Central African Republic with what's now happening with crypto all around the world is it can directly impact and cause a crash of your economy. Yeah. And that's what the central banks.
And that's why, because I think it's also, they also didn't want to bring it here.
No, that is the major thing. In terms of like
exchanging.
That's the major thing with the Bank of Namibia. Because yeah. even on their website, they still have that policy paper. They're saying, listen,
it's not.
You cannot substitute it yeah. for the NAM dollar.
Yeah.
It can be there.
Yeah.
But do not try and pay for a bread.
Don't worry, we are working on it.
Using Bitcoin.
We as the AMA 2000 and Gen Z, we are working on it.
All right, okay. Let's leave Dwight yeah. from alone. Let's not put him in this boat of in this spot of contention here. But of course,
you already put me in that boat.
Let's remove him out.
All right,
because all right. he seems this. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. And that was me and Nahenda. We are now going back to our office that side.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position mm-hmm. to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of